Importing and editing audio.
Let's get some audio imported and take a look at some basic editing. I'm going to go to the beginning of the project with Control Home.
R1.
That'd be Command Home on the Mac. And I'm going to hit Control I to insert some media. That'd be Command I over on the Mac.
Import file into project. Dialog file name. File name.
And I'm just going to browse to my Dropbox quickly. Give me a second.
I live up.
Files for import.
Selected. Items new list. Her Majesty .wav not selected 1 of 3.
I have Her Majesty.
Mean Mr. Mustard .wav 2 of 3.
Mean Mr. Mustard.
Polythene Pam .wav 3 of 3.
And Polythene Pam. Three Beatles tunes that apparently got pressed onto the Abbey Road vinyl in the wrong order. Someone got a slap on the wrist, didn't they? I'm going to do Control A to select all of these and hit Enter to import them.
Insert media dialog. Insert multiple media items on separate tracks or sequentially on a single track. Separate tracks button.
So now Reaper's asking me whether I want to bring all of these files in on separate tracks, which would mean they'd all start at the beginning of the project simultaneously, because that's where I was when I hit the command to insert media, or whether I want to insert them on a single track sequentially, one after the other, which actually is what I'm aiming for this arrangement task. But we're all here to learn, aren't we? So I'm going to hit the wrong option, and we can use this as an exercise to look at cutting and pasting items.
05 importing and editing audio modified Reaper V6.
So I've landed in the track control panel, and I've got three new tracks.
One Her Majesty, one item.
Her Majesty, containing one item.
Two Mean MR Mustard, one item.
Mean Mr. Mustard, containing one item.
Three Polythene Pam, one item.
And Polythene Pam, containing one item. Remember, I'm navigating between those tracks with my up and down arrows. Okay, so all of these currently start at the beginning of the project, which means if I press play, it sounds blooming horrible. And actually, before I start cutting and pasting stuff, it's just occurred to me that I'm hearing bars and beats, which isn't very useful in the context of this exercise, because none of this stuff was recorded to a metronome. So I'm quickly going to do Alt-V to go to the view top menu.
Master track CTRL plus Alt plus Shift plus MM.
I'm going to hit T a bunch of times until I hear time unit for ruler.
Temp track tool track track manager time unit for ruler submenu T.
And in here,
minutes colon seconds M.
Going to hit enter on this, minutes and seconds.
05 importing and editing audio.
So now, whenever I move or I hit Control Shift J to find out where I am, that'd be Command Shift J over on the Mac.
0 min 0.000 sec.
Reaper tells me in minutes and seconds, which is much more relevant to what I'm currently doing. So, I'm going to get all of these songs arranged on one track, and then I'm going to work on the transitions between them. Mean Mr. Mustard already starts at the beginning of the project, that's fine. I'm going to move to the Her Majesty track.
Two Mean MR, must one Her Majesty, one item.
Going to do Control Right to select the first item on this track, that would be Command Right over on the Mac.
One Her Majesty, .wav 0.000 sec.
Control or Command X to cut it to the clipboard.
One item removed.
Going to hit down arrow to the Mean Mr. Mustard track.
Two Mean MR, Mustard, one item.
Control right again, select the first item.
One Mean MR, Mustard, .wav 0.000 sec.
And now I'm going to do Control Shift period or Command Shift period over on the Mac to move myself to the end of that item.
One Mid 6.586 sec.
And paste. Control or Command V.
One item added.
Let's quickly repeat that to go pick up Polythene Pam.
Three Polythene Pam, one item.
There's the track.
One Polythene Pam, .wav 0 min 0.000 sec.
There's the item. Cut it to the clipboard.
One item removed.
Back up to me, Mr. Mustard's track.
Two Mean MR, Mustard, two items.
Control right a couple of times this time to get to the second item.
One Mean 2 Her Majesty, .wav 1 min 6.586 sec.
Control shift period again to go to the end of Her Majesty.
32.630 sec.
Paste Pam.
One item added.
Okay. So now I've got three items on this track. If I just give my down and up arrows a little wiggle.
Two Mean MR, Mustard, three items.
Asara will confirm that for me. First item is
3-2-1 Mean MR, Mustard, .wav 0 min 0.000 sec.
Mean Mr. Mustard. Second item.
2 Her Majesty, .wav 1 min 6.586 sec.
Third item.
3 Polythene Pam, .wav 32.630 sec.
So now they're in the right order. I just need to work on the transitions between them. I've also got these two blank, superfluous tracks, so I'm quickly going to up arrow to get to Her Majesty.
One Her Majesty, zero items.
Hit delete.
One track removed.
Down arrow to get to Polythene Pam's track.
Two Polythene Pam, zero items.
And delete that as well.
One track removed.
All right, let's have a listen to these transitions. I'm going to go to the second item, which is the start of Her Majesty.
One Mean M, two Her Majesty, .wav 6.586 sec.
And I'm going to do page up to scooch back a couple of seconds.
4.586 sec.
Let's just get a bit of context and see how the transition between these songs currently sounds. Ooh, there's a big gap. But other than that, I think it's probably going to work okay. So, going to hit space to play again, and this time, just at the start of the gap, I'm going to hit control space to pause. I've hit pause a tiny bit too early because we've still got this that I don't want to lop off. I'm just going to scrub forward with my right arrow to get to the point where the music disappears, which is there. Still got a bit of noise on the left, but it's not useful for anything, I don't think, so I can lop that off. I'm going to do left bracket here to start a time selection.
Set selection start.
And now I'm going to do control right to move to the start of the Her Majesty item.
Her Majesty. Wow, 6 points.
And hit space to find out if we've got a bit of a gap at the start of this item. I think we probably have. Yep. Tab will move me to the first transient, which should get me nice and close to the beginning of this song. Yes, it does. So I can put my end of time selection here with right bracket.
Set selection end.
And now if I do control shift space to check what I've got selected.
Start 1 min 6.560 sec, end 1 min 7.003 sec, length 0 min 0.443 sec.
Asara tells me the start time, the end time, and the length that I've got selected. And all of that is just this dead space that I've just wrapped in a time selection. So now I can just hit delete.
Contents of time selection removed.
And it's gone. So now I'm going to move to the start of Her Majesty's item.
Her Majesty. Wow, 6.5.
Hit page up to scooch back a couple of seconds.
4.560 sec.
And let's have a listen to the transition now we've removed the gap. Ugh, still messy, but it's closer. Okay, let's go to the end of this item.
6.560 sec.
And scrub back a little bit with my left arrow. So all that can go. This time, instead of doing time selection, I'm going to split the item by hitting A.
One item added.
And if I do control shift space to check which item's selected, I should find it's the second item on the track, the one just to the right of the split that I just placed.
No selection.
Ah, no selection. Okay.
Who mean MR?
Control right to select it for myself then. Thank you very much, Reaper. And I'm going to delete. But before I delete, I'm going to turn ripple editing mode on and set it to per track. And what ripple editing being on will do for me is when I remove this item, it'll automatically close that gap in the timeline. So Alt-Shift-P or Option-Shift-P to cycle ripple editing mode.
Ripple per track.
That's the setting that I want per track because I only want this one track in the project to ripple. And now I can hit delete.
One item removed.
The item's removed and that gap in the timeline will be closed for me. So page up.
4.531 sec.
Let's get some context. Still a bit messy, and I think it's the downbeat of Her Majesty.
Her Majesty.
Let's move to the start of that and have a quick listen. Yeah, it's kind of a flubby downbeat. All right, I'm going to scrub into this a little way. Yeah, there's the actual start of the downbeat, somewhere here. Go a bit tighter. That'll do ya. Okay, split the item.
One item added.
Select the previous item.
Three Her Majesty, Her Majesty.
Which is just the start, the flubby bit, and delete. Ripple's still turned on.
One item removed.
So that should close the gap for me. Page up.
4.5.
For some context. Feels a tiny bit rushy. I'm quickly going to select the second item.
Her Majesty.
I'm going to do period on its own to nudge it to the right a tiny bit.
Move item slash envelope points right.
Two of those.
One mean
MR. Select the first item and alt period to grow the right-hand side of that item. Because
6.542 sec.
I think when I lopped off that bit of noise at the end, I accidentally went a bit too far. I think that's why it's feeling rushy.
6.548 sec.
Okay, now let's see what we've got.
Her Majesty.
Select the second item, page up.
4 point.
Context. Yeah, that's close enough. Okay, let's have a look at the next transition. So I'm going to go to the start of item 3, Polythene Pam.
2-3 Polythene Pam. Wow, 32.117 sec.
Page up for a bit of context.
30.117.
Ooh, and that just gives me silence. Okay, another page up. We need more context, apparently.
28.117.
Okay, some significant silence to get rid of there. So let's get to the end of this. Still lopping a bit off. That'll do. Yeah, I'm only chopping off a slight click there, which I don't really want in the transition anyway. So left bracket for the start of time selection.
Set selection start.
Let's move to the start of Polythene Pam and see if she needs trimming.
Three Polythene.
Oh no, she's pretty tight. Okay, end of time selection here.
Set selection end.
Delete.
Contents of time selection removed.
Page up for some context.
27. Today I'm gonna make a mind.
Yee, messy. It's another one of those flubby downbeats, isn't it? So,
three polythene, pam,
let's move to the start of the item and scrub to see if we can tighten this downbeat up a little bit. Yeah, so there's like three starts of the downbeat. There's this one, which is that noise on the left, and then there's this. And then that last bit is the point where the song actually starts proper. That's much cleaner. So, A to split the item.
One item added.
Let's select the flubby bit at the beginning, which will be the one, two, third item on this track.
Four polythene, three polythene, pam, dot, wav, 29.049 sec.
Ripple's still turned on, so I'm just going to hit delete.
One item removed.
Page up for some context.
27.0. Today I'm going to make a mind.
That one feels a tiny bit hesitant. I've got the opposite problem. Okay, select the third item.
Three polythene.
And I'm just going to do comma to move it left on the timeline ever so slightly.
Move item slash envelope points left.
And because I've just overlapped these items and because I've got auto crossfade turned on, Reaper will do a little crossfade for me. So, page up again.
27.049 sec.
Context. Someday I'm going to make a mind. Yeah, I think that's close enough.